4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon, and it's nice. 83, yeah, kind of sunny. Humidity is what it is, because, you know, you're in Central Virginia in August, so just get used to that sort of stuff. But not terrible at all. I do want to remind you, the next couple of weeks, we've got some really good folks coming up, including our old pal Bill O'Reilly. We're really, really long overdue for a visit with O'Reilly, so he is going to be with us. Looking forward to catching up with him. I just have to imagine that he's got another book that he's written, because he writes them as fast as I read them. Oh, and thanks again to Brad Thor. I'm going to post this a little bit later. Brad, who, as you know, is a multi-time New York Times best-selling author, he just sent me, I just got it today, a beautiful autographed copy of the new book, Shadow of Doubt. And I had already read it, because I think it could very well be the best one he's written. So I've got this older copy of Shadow of Doubt that I got to read. I'm going to go put it in our neighborhood library, and I'll put a post up of what it was that Brad had to say in the inscription. It's really pretty cool. To make sure you see it, I'll share it on social media. Make sure you're following Jeff Katz Show over on X, Jeff Katz Show on X. And by the way, it's okay to be on X again, because President Trump is back on X. Jeff Katz Show on X and the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. There you go. I get to be up close and personal with my dear friend Carl Carlson tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I would imagine there are going to be charts and graphs and snacks. There have to be snacks, because it gets to be a very, very involved discussion. This afternoon, Carl is with us talking a little bit. We got, oh my gosh, Social Security chat. Good afternoon, Carl.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Yes, there will be snacks.
Good! All right.
And charts and graphs, but snacks, yeah, go along with that. Yeah.
Yes. The snacks are a vital component of a discussion like that, because, as you know, you have to...
sugar.
Yeah, and you have to make the piles of cookies. So I understand if I have 10 cookies and we come along and we eat 3 of those cookies, how do we manufacture 4 cookies to replace the one and grow it?
Exactly.
I need visuals.
And then the IRS takes a couple of the cookies.
Damn right they do. Man. Leave me with crumbs again, won't they? Oh, stinking IRS.
They will. That's right.
Now, speaking of the feds, my friend, it's getting to be, am I right? Am I reading this right? That we're actually getting closer and closer to 2025. I mean, I know that we are, but Social Security concerns are sort of popping up now for the new year, right?
Yep. So, you know, it's that getting close to that time of year where they're going to set what the cost of living adjustment will be in everyone's Social Security checks that are receiving them, and starting January 1st. So people are anxiously awaiting that if they're on Social Security to see what are they going to get, because they know that, you know, there's been a lot of inflation. So people might be expecting that number to be high.
Okay. Now, what are you thinking? What are we going to get cost of living allowance? Was it last year that was the highest one in history?
2023.
Yeah.
Was so, you know, last, you know, 2024 was not as
big,
as high, if you call that last year, but
yeah,
sort of this year. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
2023, yes, it was the largest since 1981.
Wow.
So 8.7% increase in 2023, and in 2022, 5.9% increase, which was the highest in 4 decades at the time that one got issued. So those were pretty high, pretty significant increases, but still I don't think we're keeping up with the real inflation that was happening to most people.
Yeah, because, you know, people talk about these cost of living allowances, and I've heard people who are on another, you know, different side, they're not there yet. They go, oh my God, we're just giving more money and more money. There's nobody getting rich on Social Security.
No, and you're usually more likely to be kind of slipping backwards, because the amount of increase they're giving pretty much is typically not keeping up with the amount of inflation that's really happening out there.
And so what happens? There are people I know who seem to believe that Social Security is an actual retirement plan, but it's not. At best, it's a supplement, right?
Yeah, it's a supplement at best. You know, they're saying 2025, the Senior Citizens League is estimating we're going to get a 2.63% increase.
Jeez.
Yeah, which we've been seeing inflation quite a bit higher than that. If you said a McDonald's meal was $10, and then all of a sudden you're seeing it, oh, this thing is $15. Why am I seeing this $18 bill for my McDonald's?
No kidding.
That's a lot more. Even the biggest increase, which was 8.7%.
Right.
Would have said that $10 McDonald's meal went up to 11, not quite 11.
Exactly. Folks are just behind when it comes to inflation, man. We've got to be looking. Now, I'm not giving financial advice. That's your job. But I know you can't look to Social Security to pay all the bills. You can't look to Social Security really to be your retirement. You've got to be doing other stuff.
Yeah, so you need to be building that nest egg, and generally I like to see that being built in some tax-deferred money, which might be like your traditional 401k money or a TSP. Mm-hmm. Then I like to see some Roth money, so
yes.
Tax-free money. And then I like to see some what's called non-qualified money, which is normal money. It's not got any kind of qualification for any tax breaks one way or the other. So you begin to have multiple pools of tax type money so that once you do start drawing out of your investments, you can minimize the taxes you have to pay. So we're going to take it out from this IRA or the old 401k for 6 or 7 or 8 months, but then stop, and then we'll take some money from the non-qualified bucket over there for a couple months, stop, then we'll take some from the Roth, and then we'll start over with another strategy. And you can really minimize taxes by using those kinds of strategies.
Okay. All right. Now, I have absolutely no idea what any of that means. So that's why I've got you, because you can follow where we're moving this stuff and taking and giving and you know, just leaving it alone.
Yep. Just like I can't handle being on the radio. I'd get nervous. I would be freaking out all the time. I wouldn't know how to respond to people. So
you do a great job.
You have it.
I got news for you. So what do you think people need to do, Carl? I always send them over to connectwithcarlson.com and let them download that retirement toolkit. But there are other things at connectwithcarlson.com. Yes, the retirement toolkit is a great one. It's free. You can kind of plug stuff in, see where you are. But there's a lot of information there that people can take advantage of and at least, you know, get a glimpse, get a primer on some of this stuff.
Yeah, so there's some good stuff there. But then really that next step is just to give us a call or come in through our website and set a time to come in and see us and let us take a look at where you're at, how much you have saved, when you may want to retire, and match all those numbers up for you. You know, here's what you're going to have to do, and here's what you're going to need to do from a tax standpoint. We're going to need to put money here and there and get everything built so that you can retire when you want to retire, and you can live the same standard of living or even better when you're retired. So the first thing is just to have us take a look at it, and we can really tell you, okay, this is where you're at. We'll ask a lot of questions to see where you want to be, what you want to do in your retirement, and we'll help you balance all that out and then figure out how to do a much better job of investing.
Yeah.
And guaranteeing you're going to have income when you need income, and making sure when the stock market's down, you don't have to be selling stock to pay your utility bills, that you have other sources. So all of that takes a lot of work. We can do it pretty quickly because we do it, you know, in our sleep, day in, day out. So well, there you go.
Well, last week, you were conspicuous by your absence. I do believe that you were vacationing and luxuriating somewhere, but last week was the end of the world, Carl. You missed it. The stock market, the Dow was down, I think, 1,000 points. Are we back to where we were, or is it sort of, you know, kind of muddled along? Is it still the end of the world, or are we, you know, back to normal?
We're not quite. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
we're not quite back to where we were. We're maybe where we were 3 months ago.
Okay.
So it's if you know, it's kind of you take two steps forward and you get it one step back, everyone. That's just the stock market.
Right.
And this we had what was called a correction, meaning the market fell more than 10% from a recent high.
Okay. Okay.
So we had that drop that was a little more than 10%. On average, those last somewhere between 8 and 15 months.
Okay.
And so this one, it seems to be coming out even faster than that. So
yeah.
Nothing that's really isn't normal. So
okay.
Profit taking was happening.
Right.
The market was way up. It kind of pulled itself back a little bit to correct itself. That's where they get the word correction.
Gotcha.
And you know, I think we're still on track. And especially if you're invested correctly in the right stocks.
Yeah, well, that's
the important thing.
That's the key. So we do not need to hide the sharp stuff. Everything is fine. And you and I are getting together tomorrow, Carl. We're going to talk about my situation. This is exciting. I'm
excited to do that.
Yeah.
You
want me to bring all my receipts, you know, like written on napkins in a shoebox, or are we just going to, you know, we'll use your electronic napkins?
You don't need to bring all the receipts this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm still looking forward to seeing you and eating your snacks. That'll be good.
That's right.
I want to remind
We're
everybody.
Ready for you.
All right, well, you're going to see you tomorrow. That's Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. 844-CARLSON. That's the number for Carl and his team. 844-CARLSON. And some folks I know think I'm joking. I'm getting these. No, oh, you're not really me. Yeah, I am. Tomorrow's the day. That's why I'm off tomorrow. We got this big 2-hour block. We're going to review where the Katz family is financially, economically, and I'm looking forward to it. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.